No, I've never played this game.
That's true. You don't have friends. All right.
How does The Rock pee?
Hard. What kind of creature is a gecko?
It's an insurance agent.
A cash. Say hi.
Baby skin gloves that don't have nails. Feels like the real thing.
Okay. Welcome back to the Sword Brothers Podcast, episode 13.
Woo, spooky.
Woo, a little spooky. Blake, how you doing this week?
Doing good, dude. Had a kind of a big week, dude. I'm trying to get back into waking up a little earlier.
Yeah.
So I woke up at like 7 one day to hit a workout. Before church, woke up at like 6 today to work out. And I like getting up earlier, I think, but it makes the days feel like so long, dude.
Yeah, you normally work
which
out
is like a, I can be good or bad. Like today has felt so long. The workout I did this morning, we ended up working out at 7:30. It feels like it was like 3 days ago.
Yeah, that's crazy early for you. You're normally like 4:30 type of guy, 3 to 4:30 range, I feel like, right?
For working out?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like...
Uh-oh.
I feel like you're normally like... I don't know. I feel like... Because when we've worked out in the past together, it's always an afternoon thing. And I feel like...
Yeah, well, typically I'll do it like after work. So it'll be like 4:35 whenever I can get
right out.
And then
you almost made me like it more because I always used to tell myself I would rather work out in the morning.
Yeah.
But I almost... I don't know. It's... Whatever. Like I'm not going to say I prefer it, but at the same time, it's kind of nice because it's like it's almost like you get a little like adrenaline rush to like,
yeah, it definitely
keep
makes your whole day feel better. Like, and I like it because then I kind of get my whole day. Like, I don't have to be like, oh, I need to take an hour and a half after work and work out. I can do whatever I want after work.
Right. So. No, yeah. I don't know, but.
But it's nice. It's just like today we did that and then we got breakfast and then we hung out with some friends and then went to a birthday party and now we're doing this and then we got like somebody coming over tonight. So it just like makes for a long day.
But I know. I feel like you guys, which isn't bad, but I feel like you guys have somebody over like every night.
Yeah. I mean, typically it's like you.
Yeah. But not really though.
It's basically, Megan and I talked about this. It's basically a member of your family is over here. Every day, maybe at, like, if I'm giving an honest number, 5 days a week, somebody's over here.
Right. But
from
like
your family between Jesse and Ethan, they're over here at least one, maybe 2 days a week.
But that's like a scheduled thing though. Well, not all the time, but I'm saying like you have a show with them. You have a show with my sister. You have, we have the podcast, but it's like,
yeah. And then your mom will come and see you.
All right. But that's normal. I'm not even counting that. I'm just saying
it's still a member of your family.
Right.
Here. I'm not complaining about it.
But
I'm
also,
just saying
yeah.
We always have somebody
also
over.
Like, just like, which it's kind of cool. It's like a hub almost, I feel like. But,
we're like YouTube influencers where all of the posse just like, I'm like David Dobrik up in this thing.
It's like friends too, though. I feel like whenever I'm like I don't feel like I could call you on a random night and be like, yo, I just broke down in the middle of nowhere. I need you to come pick me up. You'd be like, I got like three friends over here watching this.
Oh, I thought this was about to be sweet. And you were about to be like, I don't feel like there's a time where I would call you and need something. You wouldn't be there for me. I thought you were about to say that.
No, I think you would want to, but you couldn't out of just being nice to your guests.
Like, I'd be like, hold on, Ethan, mute the mic. Dude, what? We're in the middle of the game.
Yeah.
Basically only talk to Ethan when it's around Fortnite. And when we're together and we're not playing Fortnite, we talk about Fortnite.
Well, yeah, so, you're not wrong.
Man loves Fortnite.
I love how I just always get back to Ethan, but no, that's good.
Is it me?
I think it's you.
All right. Uh-oh.
I was actually researching earlier this week, not for any other reason other than the pod. I don't want people to get like a weird thing. They're like, this guy's just randomly researching like animals. Cause no, I wasn't. I'm going to be honest. I
think it's okay if you are though.
No, it's fine. I'm just saying, I'm going to be honest. I don't know these facts off of.
Yeah.
Just
you're
like,
not trying to like,
yeah, I'm not trying to be like, I actually did know these. No.
Yeah, I feel that. One second.
Nice little pop. Actually, yeah, we got that Zevia post was actually pretty sweet. You want to talk about that?
Yeah, first little baby step towards a sponsee. Thanks, Zevia. Just to be clear, for legal reasons, they don't sponsor us, but they did comment back to our jingle we made up.
Yeah,
and they still didn't sponsor us, but they said we should enter their competition for free Zevia for a year. So if we win free Zevia for a year, that's a sponsorship in my mind, even though it's just like we won a competition.
Right. I don't know. Like, I was almost like, I was like, dang. I almost wish they would have been like, hey, like, if you enter, like, you automatically win because, like,
we saw. I feel like the fact that we made up a jingle and did it on, like, a nice-looking podcast kind of makes, I feel like, in my mind, it's got to, oh, frick. It's got to make us a front runner, right?
I might.
Also,
I don't
she
know.
Said, "The I don't know if it's a she."
I know it almost, it almost felt like it though, right?
It felt like a she.
Yeah, it almost felt like it.
I don't know
just
why.
The comments.
I'll have to dig into that.
No, what were you saying?
What was I saying
about the Zevia comments about what she was?
She said that it was like five people win the grand prize a month. So if we don't get top five
Wait,
this
what?
Month.
Were you texting this girl severally?
No, it was in the comments.
Oh, I didn't know she said who win, how many people win and all that. Maybe I wasn't looking. What does it say?
No. Maybe it was like I did it and then I went to their bio and like read the stipulations
for
the thing.
Okay.
But no, so we could be getting free Zevia for a year. They also said we'd get a sweatshirt and two glasses.
Oh, that's
we could just be
dope.
Drinking out of those glasses on here. I could obviously be wearing the sweatshirt. So,
well, yeah, if it's a duo, do you only get one sweatshirt? So
I don't know. We'll cut it in half.
That actually might be cool. Then we like stitch like a Walmart sweater to the other side. Like,
no, we just frame two halves on the wall. They're just like bookends and sort of brothers.
We could have just like
these boys have so much merch. Not even sponsored.
No, but anyway, what I was saying after we got off of that little tangent, I feel like. And I don't know if you've thought about this, but I feel like growing up, I heard some animal facts that were kind of odd. So for no specific reason, I just thought, hey, I haven't looked at this stuff in a while. I feel like maybe it might be cool to bring something like this up on the pod.
Yeah, I'm ready.
And so I have a new theory for you.
Oh,
not really a conspiracy theory because it's like. Actually, I don't even know if I should call it a theory. It's more like if we're in a simulation right now.
Yeah.
This is a slight tell.
Like there's a glitch.
Maybe.
In the simi.
But I don't know. People might not love that. Anyway.
Just from like a biblical perspective.
No. Okay. Let's just think of this. Okay. Let's just think of this as a new theory. So new theory.
You're saying a theory on like life.
Just let me get to it. It's not about life. Anyway, okay. New theory. If you're a failing like comedy writer, some of them just might become a scientist.
Some people would say that's what this podcast is.
No, but I'm saying, okay, I'm trying to get started on this task.
Okay.
On my note.
Failed comedy writer obviously becomes a scientist.
Okay. Yes. I'm saying I might have a theory that some scientists are actually just failed comedy writers because some of these facts are outrageous.
Yeah. They're thinking outside the box.
Yeah, it's like, okay, we need, I don't know why I'm Trump, like doing Trump right now, but we need to give National Geographic three new facts this month and we haven't found anything out yet.
They're like, start making stuff up.
Dude, okay. Let's play it out. You hired me. I'm a freelance like
I'm like the head of National Geographic.
You're the scientist that needs to talk to National Geographic and I'm someone you hired as a freelancer. Like I'm like a comedy writer freelancer.
Okay.
You need, you, wait, let me set the scene really quick. You need three more ideas. Or sorry, no, you just need one idea. You need one good idea, but every idea I give isn't good enough.
Yeah. So I'm like, hey, ever since COVID, all our scientists have been working from home. We haven't been able to get out in the field and discover any new stuff. Everybody, do you have anything for me?
Dude, I don't know. I feel like we could do something with, like, I don't know. Everybody loves alcohol. What about snails love beer? What about snails love beer? Anything there?
I feel it.
Oh, so you like that?
Hit me with a fact.
Okay, let me hit you with another one. Crabs taste...
Wait, there's no... Wait, are these just headlines? There's no story behind snails love beer?
It's not a headline. It's not a headline. I'm telling you, these are... You need new facts to give to National Geographic.
But these are facts in National Geographic.
You need facts to give to National Geographic. These are real facts. I was playing out as a joke. These are real facts.
Yeah, I get it.
I don't think you do.
I'm trying.
Okay, here we go. Rewind. Really? You need a fact. How about snails love beer? You like that?
Yeah. Do snails love beer? What? How should I respond? Megan, help me out.
Oh, my goodness. Is it my turn?
Megan, help me out here, yeah.
No, he's saying these are supposedly real facts.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to say, no, I don't know if that one does it for me.
Okay. Well, now that we're actually playing into the idea of the joke.
I thought I was supposed to like it.
What if we said, I don't know, crabs taste out of their feet? They have like little hairs on the end. I don't know.
Now I could get behind that one. No, I don't like that one either. I don't know.
Okay, I got one more for you. I got one more. This one actually isn't that far-fetched. People could never know this. They could never, like, I don't know. It would be hard for them to find out the actual truth. But let's just tell people that when woodpeckers stick their tongues back in their mouth, it wraps around their freaking skull.
Oh, I've actually heard that.
Yeah, it actually, that was actually, no, all of those are actually true facts.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I don't know, it's just kind of like, the snail loves beer one is like, okay.
Imagine how slow you are at work to be like, just feeding some snails beer to see if they're like, also, well, how's a snail react to where you're like, he likes it?
I know, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Most of these facts are facts
it's just
that,
like a little bit sped up.
So, well, that's what I'm saying. So, most of these facts are facts that, nobody could really like
fact check.
Yeah, like nobody could really fact check it unless it like the snail and the crab one.
Like the crab one, you just like dip his little feet in some popcorn and he's just like, You're like, oh yeah.
Well, I guess the skull one you could just kill a woodpecker.
Yeah, but it would just be a pile of skull and tongue. You would be like, was it wrapped around?
No, that's only, if you smash its head in when you kill it. I'm saying you smash its head
and they're just like, that's not going to work. You're like, bring in another one.
Wait, when we smashed it, did the tongue get wrapped around the skull?
Bring in another one.
But no, you see what I'm saying though? Like some of these facts are just like, they're hard to believe. And it's like, some of this stuff definitely could have been made up because no one can fact check it.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah. Now do you finally get it? Holy crap.
I don't know if that was set up the best.
I was
for
pretty
me to
hyped.
Follow,
I was pretty hyped for that and I didn't.
You crushed it.
Really work.
Yeah, you crushed it.
Well, you crushed the you crushed the skit part of it.
Yeah. Oh. My buddy just texted me. I guess there's UFC fights going on. There's prelims. He just said one guy just got DQ'd for biting a guy's bicep in the fight.
Heck.
In UFC.
Who bit that guy's ear? Was that Mike Tyson?
You have to bite him hard in the arm to get DQ'd for that.
Why would you have to bite harder than a normal bite?
I'm saying because, like, you have a mouth guard in, so, like, if a guy's arm's up against you and you just kind of, like, bite it, like, it's not going to break skin. The guy's probably not even going to, like, react to it in the middle of a fight. I'm assuming you like to get DQ'd. Sorry, Zevia. You probably had to like break skin, wouldn't you think?
I wouldn't think so. I feel like biting is just disqualified, like you just immediately get disqualified, right? No matter how hard the bite is.
I don't know.
They're like, I didn't bite him that hard.
I don't know. I feel like guys do stuff like that. And really? I don't know.
I don't know.
Maybe not.
I feel, yeah, like, I feel like the other guy would be like, he bit me. He bit me. And then.
Yeah, but if it's just like not hard, it's like he could just had his mouth open.
They're just like, you're being a baby.
Yeah. Yeah. Mike Tyson bit part of the guy's ear off. So that was more clear.
That's crazy.
If you had a mouth guard in, though, it'd be hard to bite someone's ear off, I think.
Dang. Did he have a mouth guard in?
I don't know. We'll see. It would be honestly legendary if he...
Can you look that up really quick, Megan?
Just to like pay homage to his fight. I think it was like Evander Holyfield he did that to or something. If he bit part of Jake Paul's ear off, that would be legendary.
Wait, did he get like... Was it immediate disqualification for that fight?
Well, yeah, I think
Does that guy
have
they like...
They pulled away like a chunk at the top of his ear was missing and they... It was bloody and everything. Yeah, I don't think they kept fighting.
So that guy's got like a good scar from that?
You just see bite marks in the guy's bicep.
What the heck, dude?
Also, looks like a baby mouth. That's a tiny bite. This guy fighting a baby?
But no, what I was saying was like, does that guy have like an actual chunk out of his ear? Like, does it look like his part of his ear got cut off?
Yeah.
That's insane, dude.
Yeah, let me see.
I can look that up real quick.
Evander Holyfield ear. Yeah, like this is him. Look at the back of his ear.
What the heck?
Yeah, he got bit off.
So I would actually be so annoyed by that because it wasn't like a cool... like.
If somebody like bit your ear off, you'd be annoyed?
Yeah, it's like...
Yeah.
It's like, no, but I mean like,
is it me?
I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean like, it's like, I'd be annoyed it's too, not just honestly. Like, oh, like some crazy thing happened. No, this guy actually just got so mad that he bit my ear out for no reason. Like,
yeah,
I don't know. But,
dude, you know what I saw this week that was funny? You know how we talked about Nick Lachey last week?
Yeah.
Singing that song on TikTok?
Yeah.
This past week, they released the like reunion episode. It's like the final episode for Love is Blind where all the cast comes back and they talk and whatever. And people
Like the tell-all, right?
Sort of. Yeah, it's like that type thing.
Oh, is that not what it's actually called?
They call it like the reunion. They have like women tell-all at The Bachelor or something. That might be what you're thinking of. But they, dude, people were talking about how much hate and like death threats that they had gotten.
Who?
Like cast members, they were like, "I got so much hate for the way I acted this season."
No, I Steph saw. Came out I after. Saw a clip of that.
Dude, it was actually bad. Like one guy kind of malfunctioned on stage when they asked him something and whatever. But my point is, people were like,
"There's only like, one guy on stage, right? Because he's the best."
No, this is Love is Blind.
Oh, sorry. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Not
so the right thing. They go. They're like, "Yeah, I received like." They're like, "I know you received like a lot of hate on social media and we don't condone that." But then they like rail these people like trying to like make them look horrible.
Really?
And Nick Lachey is up there with his wife and he posted that video and people were like one of the contestants was like, "Cause people were brutal online," and it cuts to Nick Lachey and he goes, "Oh yeah." And I was like, he has to be thinking of Music Mondays right now.
Oh wait, can you only, yeah, no, I'm sorry. I was broke rules. No, so I thought you were talking about The Bachelor because that same thing happened though.
Yeah, they had women tell all this week.
Yeah, and I saw a clip of that where the girls were like, they're like, "Wait, you got hate too?" And like it would just be a clap. And I actually wanted to bring up when one person claps in that room,
everyone,
the whole place erupts because
Dude, they also have to give the audience like a warning of whatever of like who's going to be the next Bachelorette or something, because there's women saying absolutely ridiculous cliches that are just like, they just rattle them off. They're like, "I'm a woman, it's my choice," and it doesn't even make sense. And everyone in the room claps, and it's because they were like told to love that person for the night or something. It's ridiculous.
Right. No, that's what I'm saying. So like, I feel like,
do you agree with that, Megan?
Yeah.
All right. Well, she's taking care of the baby.
Yeah. Megan said, I don't know. But no, what I was saying was, it was like, it was just crazy to me because, I mean, yeah, that's how most TV shows are. I feel like I want to be, I've never been to an on-set, like, live, like, American Idol live shows or any of that stuff. But sometimes it feels like they just have, like, a huge, like, applause sign that they just flip on.
Dude, it feels like, yeah, they definitely do. Like, sitcom style.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I did have a segment, though, idea. Okay. We did the grip tester. Was that last week?
I think so.
I figured we could go through a little quick fire trivia, 1 minute on the clock, see how we do. Oh,
frick. Actually, before we start this, I actually have a quick little thing about trivia. I just recently went to Florida. We talked about that last week. And we were just in a minivan full of, six guys. Mm-hmm. So six guys in a rented out minivan. And, one way we like chose to pass the time was doing trivia, just like off Googled questions. But the questions were like the "Are you smarter than a fifth grader?" trivia questions. And then like we moved on to sixth grade because we like finished all those. I'm not joking. We might have played trivia for like 5 hours. It was bad. But so some of these guys I'd never met. I only knew one guy when I jumped in the car. And first impression, like, shook these guys' hands as I walked into the minivan at like 6 a.m. in the morning. We were heading down to Florida. We start playing trivia. We were playing like a 3-strike rule. So, like, you go around the car, and if you miss a question, you get a strike. If you get 3 strikes, you're out.
And then, like, last guy standing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I just kept going out, dude. I was struggling.
You're bad at trivia.
Dude, I was struggling.
We're about to find
out. No, but so here's the thing. I was struggling so bad. Eventually, I got going. Like, I don't think I ever won, but, like, it was only, like, the first time. The first time we played, I was first one out. I have six guys. That's a rough first impression, dude. Rough first impression. But it's also, like, luck of the draw almost on the questions because some of these questions on the, like, are you smarter than a fifth grader? One of them's like, what's the ocean like next to Florida? And then the other one's like something crazy, like name the emperor of this in this time. And this, it's like just like something weird. But
yeah.
Anyway, we eventually switched to office trivia.
Ooh.
No one could stop me then.
You were like, all I do is watch TV.
I was going off, dude. It was actually insane. They're like rambling off like random things. It eventually just ended up to where everyone stopped answering and I was just answering every single one. They're like, what's Pam's like favorite like yogurt flavor? And I'm like, mixed berry. And it's like all this different stuff.
Dude, nice. All right.
But yeah, just so, to say I...
Justice says he's not good at trivia, but we're about to find
terrible
out.
Terrible at
trivia. So here's how we'll do it. I got a card that's got 10 trivia questions on it. All right?
Okay.
I got a little, like, deck here, so we can just, like,
pick a random one. How are we doing this?
We can just pick a random one. One of us can go first. I'll set my phone for 60 seconds, and then...
So we're not going like back and forth. We're doing like 60 seconds.
60 seconds, you got 10 questions. If you take forever on one, you might not get through them all. That kind of thing.
Dang.
You get what I'm saying?
Can you skip?
You can skip, but you can't come back to it.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Are you ready?
I guess.
These are like basic trivia. Like it should be something everyone knows.
Not all the time.
But not all the time it's like that. Okay, quick fire trivia round one. Justice, are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, 3, 2, 1. King Arthur became king when he pulled what from a rock?
Sword.
Who is Bert's roommate on Sesame Street?
Skip.
This person protects the property against intruders.
Wait, read that again?
This person protects the property against intruders.
I don't know. Am I overthinking this?
If something is really expensive, it might cost you an arm and a what else?
Leg.
Homer wrote the Iliad and what other classic?
I don't know.
This liquid binds two surfaces together when it dries.
Glue?
A house pet that purrs and uses a litter box.
Cat.
What does the slang term cray-cray mean?
Crazy.
Nice. Printed heading on stationery stating an organization's name and address.
Sorry, read that again. I was focusing
printed
on this.
Printed heading on stationery stating an organization's name and address.
I don't know.
The pipe on the outside back of a vehicle that emits gas.
Muffler.
Okay.
You got to give me muffler.
Let's walk through these a little bit. Justice got a sword. It was Bert and Ernie. Justice said, skip. Maybe as we go back through these in the edit, I'll just be like, Justice said, and you cut to skip. For a close up. This person protects the property against intruders. That was security guard. We stayed on that one for a long time.
Dude, I see I'm overthinking it. I was like, security guard?
Homer wrote it's Iliad, right? And what other classic? It's the Odyssey. You missed that.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
You got glue, you got cat, you got crazy, you missed letterhead, and it was exhaust pipe. What did you say?
I said muffler.
I'll give you muffler. You got six.
Also, at the end of this, we should have Megan do it because she is absurd. Actually, you're pretty good too at this.
So I don't even know. Pick any of those cards. I have studied them all.
Yeah. That's another thing. You're cracked at all these like quick fire questions because you always have friends over to play with these things.
No, I've never played this game.
That's true. You don't have friends. All right, let's carry on.
Uh-oh. That was kind of mean.
Okay.
Tell me when.
And start. What movie has a little girl holding her hands on a TV proclaiming, they're here?
E.T.
The person who is in charge of observing your work and making sure you're doing well.
Boss.
The nearest star to the earth.
The nearest star to the earth? The sun.
What should you let sleeping dogs do?
Lie.
A group of people gathered to express a disagreement through civil process are staging one of these.
Are staging one of these?
Civil process are staging one of these.
Court hearing?
What does ETC dot stand for? Or...
etc.
There we go. Porous sea creatures that absorb water and release it when squeezed, used for cleaning.
Sponge.
This instrument is used to shave off hair.
Razor.
The hospital department that deals with conditions requiring immediate care.
The emergency room.
To bring products into this country to sell.
Import.
It's all of them.
I got all of them?
Yeah, you missed some, but.
Was E.T. the first one?
No. Poltergeist.
She said, "You what? You said you got all of them. Well, you missed some."
I thought you meant you finished all of the questions. What do you mean?
Okay,
all
right.
I wasn't saying you got all of them correct.
I'm gonna get right. I got to beat six.
Dude, shut up. You got nine.
You Poltergeist missed, is all I missed.
I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
Let's go.
Wait, what'd you hold up? No. You didn't say for a group of people gathered.
I said court hearing.
Yeah, no, you got that wrong.
What
too.
Is it?
So you got eight. Protest.
Oh.
Eight.
All right.
You won.
We want to be done or we want to do another round?
It's up to you.
It's up to you.
You're going to.
I'm the reigning champ.
No, wait. Let me rewind to Megan. Megan, can you just. It doesn't matter if Evelyn's kind of talking. I want you to go.
All right.
Megan's just insane at this stuff.
Unmute your mic.
Okay, Megan. Wait, we need to have some stakes here.
We're just getting spanking into the mic.
Probably not, actually. Or maybe. I don't know.
It's padding. It's not spanking. It's spanking.
Evelyn's in trouble.
I'm just constantly spanking
Evelyn's
her.
Evelyn's gotten 100 spanks this episode. Sorry. Oh, thank goodness.
Oh, gosh. Okay. No. Okay.
All right. The show must go on.
Okay.
All right, Megan, you ready?
Okay, Megan, are you ready?
In
Megan, hold on. If Megan beats Blake, what? We need some stakes.
I'm kicked off the pod.
That's
you're gonna
okay,
have a
facts.
Actually, I get a chance to do a rebuttal.
Okay, okay, okay. That's okay. If not, if you don't win
whose
in the rebuttal, then I'm pretty sure it's yours. If you don't win in the rebuttal, then Megan has to come sit in your chair for the rest of the pod.
Okay.
Okay, here we go.
You have to sit behind the curtain.
Here we go. Blake is the producer, but he still talks the same amount this as before.
I've been really hyped.
Blake still talks the same amount as before.
She got to beat 8, but I get a chance to rebuttal until I beat it. All right. 3, 2, 1.
Baby sit in this to be safe in the car.
Car seat?
What is a loose garment worn over clothing to protect it often during art projects?
Apron.
A round piece of jewelry often worn on the finger.
Maybe a smock. A ring.
To fill one food with another food before cooking. To fill one food with another food before cooking.
Based.
The woman who gave birth to a child adopted by another family.
Birth mother?
A chocolatey drink served warm with marshmallows or whipped cream.
Hot chocolate.
Which U.S. city is called the Windy City?
Ooh, Chicago.
Celebrate your mom on the second Sunday in May.
Mother's Day.
A soft covering that's affixed to the floor wall to wall.
Carpet.
This person's job is to make things from wood.
Carpenter.
That is all of them.
He says that, but you missed some, I'm sure.
Yeah, I know I did.
That is all the questions read. I'm not saying it correct. Okay.
I know I did. Those were so weird.
Okay, I will say, okay, number 2 was a hard question. You mumbled.
Don't defend her. Tell
you
me mumbled. How
I said it was probably a smock. Yep, yeah.
And you're right. So
no, but it's the first thing she said.
I did say apron.
You got, no, yeah, she still got it wrong. I'm just saying.
Let's go.
Okay, so one, let's go by this one by one. So car seat, you got right. 2.
Missed it.
It was smock.
Let's go.
3, a round piece of jewelry. You got that right. Ring.
Easy.
What did you say for to fill one food with another food?
I said based.
She said based.
Wrong.
Oh, let's go.
So we're tied here.
Yeah, wait, what is
she
it?
She has to beat me.
Huh?
What is it?
Stuff.
Oh.
Yeah, I knew it.
What the frick?
Okay, then you got birth mother, hot chocolate, Chicago, Mother's Day, carpet, and carpenter.
Oh, so I missed 2.
So you tie.
My seat is secure. Let's go.
Wait, I don't know. What do we do for a tire?
Do you want me to leave?
No, I'm just kidding. Okay, we can move on. But no, normally
I would have won if I would have said smock.
That's true.
First.
She would.
Or stuff. I don't know what smock is. What was the question?
Wait, let's just.
I literally couldn't. The word stuff was not in my mind at all.
Wait, really quickly, Blake, you have to do a rebuttal.
All right, let's get it.
Because it technically was a tie. So you got to.
Should I even worry about the timer? Or just go through. Just go through.
Okay.
Because we're getting it done anyways.
Okay, so Yeah, you need a tie or a beat to stay in the chair.
Okay. I'm getting kicked off my own podcast.
Okay, here we go.
This is my house. Studio.
What is... Okay, wait. Oh, yeah, we're not doing timer. What is a hail bop?
A hail bop?
Yes. I'm not gonna lie, this is a curveball. Straight off the bat.
A hail bop is a form of precipitation.
Pictures you take of your own face.
Oh, okay. You don't have to tell me the answer right away. Oh, that's a question. selfie.
We need a timer going.
Keep going.
What kind of treats does Scooby-Doo eat?
Scooby snacks.
Okay. What kind of creature is a gecko?
Lizard. He's an insurance agent.
How many colors are in a rainbow?
6.
What are the seeds of the oak tree called?
Oaklings.
What fruit is a prune?
It's a prune? A prune is a grape. A raisin. Okay. Megan's laughing. This card is impossible.
The royal cards. The royal cards in a poker deck are queen, king, and?
Jack.
What's the 2-letter abbreviation for Ohio?
O-H.
What's the square root of 9?
Square root of 9-3.
Okay, let's go through these one by one.
A hail bop.
Okay,
wait,
hail bop.
Spell that word.
I thought you said, what's a hail bop? And I said, a form of precipitation. I thought since we didn't start the clock, you were just like, no, it's a picture you take of your face. I was like,
they don't have sentence long answers on these questions. Okay. What is a hail bop? Was our first question. That is spelled H A L E B O P.
That's a Halley bop.
Blake's like, if you would have said Halle Bob, I would have known.
Yeah, tell me what it is, because I probably know.
A comet.
A comet?
Yep.
Yeah, I knew that.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's one.
I've been trying to get that one out all night.
That's one. You got... wait.
Let's go.
What'd you say for picture to take your own pace?
Selfie.
Yeah, you got that right. You got Scooby Snacks. You got Lizard. You got seven. You said, what are the seeds of the oak tree called?
Oaklings.
You said oaklings. The answer was acorns.
Acorns or oak trees? Oh, that's
we
cool.
We needed acorns.
If I bury an acorn, it'll grow an oak tree? No shot. Why did one never grow in the Ice Age movies that thing was kicking around?
Burying it in the ice.
In the what?
In ice.
It's in water, though.
Because of all the ice.
One episode, we'll just do an intro where Megan can do a whole opening monologue of Ice Age.
Wait, yeah, really quickly, give us like the first two scenes.
No, not I. Well, intro. I could go for a while.
How long could you?
What's the first line of Ice Age?
No, we need more than the first
line. Why not call it the Big Chill or the Nippy Era? I'm just saying, how do we know it's an Ice Age? Because of all the ice! Well, things did get a bit chillier.
Okay, mute your mic.
That's insane, dude.
Wow.
How do you know? All right, anyway.
Crazy. Not sure what she does all day.
The movie of my childhood.
Yeah,
moving,
all four of them.
Moving on. Question seven was, what fruit is a prune? You said grapes, I believe.
I don't remember.
Or the answer we needed was a plum.
Oh,
did you know that?
Yeah, raisins are great.
I picture the same thing when I think prune and plum, but I didn't.
Oh, right. Prune is just, plum. Oh, never mind.
It's just a dried
one. Yeah. Okay, and then you got all the rest right.
What are dates, then?
That's its own fruit.
Oh, okay.
Then you got all the rest right. So
I'm stupid.
That is an eight. You get to keep the seat.
I got an eight still?
Yeah, you missed.
No shot. I thought I missed like 100 of them.
Didn't you miss two?
Yeah, I think you're right. I don't know.
Three.
Oh, did he miss three? Was
he
I
missed
wrong?
Missed Hale-Bopp.
Hale-Bopp. Oh, and acorns.
And acorns.
Your seat's gone.
Dude, give me a break.
Your
here.
Seat's gone.
I don't think so.
I was wrong.
It's okay.
I can't believe I was wrong, but because I was wrong, I already made the formal, you got eight, so I said eight formally, which means you get to stay in your chair.
It's
unfortunately,
fine.
It's Megan's fine. Face will still not be shown.
Hey, I'm going to hit you with a joke. We'll do this maybe as a new segment.
Okay.
This joke's a little PG-13. So mute this podcast if need be. This joke was presented to me last week and I didn't get it. Like I got it, but I didn't. It's like a what do you call a joke and I didn't get it. And I'm going to see if you get it. What is the joke? Let's see.
Gosh.
Oh. How does the rock pee?
How does the rock?
Shout out our friend Megan for this joke. It rocked my world.
Okay, I don't know.
You're not gonna like guess?
Oh, I didn't know if you wanted me. I didn't know if you wanted me to.
Like the guy, the rock.
How does the rock pee? Let me think.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I'm thinking.
Did he just go twice in a row?
Well, I'm thinking.
I'm thinking.
Hard.
First of all, I think that's an impossible feat for anyone.
I think that's what my guess was when she told us this joke.
How does the rock pee hard? Do you understand what you're saying? No, but close, sort of. He Dwayne's his Johnson.
That's a good one, dude. That's
good. So yeah. Next week you bring me a joke. You got any jokes off the top
he
right
Dwayne's
now?
He Dwayne's Johnson. I don't have any jokes off the top, but
that reminds me of the kid in Chick-fil-A this morning.
Oh, yeah.
You want to tell?
Oh, you want me to tell?
Yeah, go ahead.
There, we went to Chick-fil-A this morning, and there was a little boy sitting behind us who was probably like 5. And there was a guy walking his dog outside, and he was just like, oh, look at that. He said, oh, look at that dog. And then he randomly, just to his dad, says, do you know how they say dog in Spanish? And his dad says, no. And he just goes, dog.
Somehow that's more racist.
And then the dad was like, I don't think that's how you say it. And then he said, then the little boy said, do you know how dogs say bad words? And the dad said, I don't think dogs say bad words. And the little boy said, no, they just go.
We were just listening to this whole conversation.
It was amazing.
You guys just eavesdropping.
Okay.
I like that answer, though, the second
answer. Yeah, it's just dog.
Just... No, I meant.
Yeah.
You just like really don't like someone.
That's
just, like,
that's Ted cussing.
Just start making noises at them. Yeah. Okay. What was I gonna? Oh, I do have a Shark Tank this week. I'm kind of on a roll with.
Yeah,
Shark
you are
Tanks.
On a roll.
I need you to start bringing some.
Sorry, I've just. You're. I feel like you're always looking for that next big idea.
Absolutely.
And I'm just not always there, but let's hear it.
Okay. So recently we, you know, as you, many of our listeners have heard, we have a young baby in the house and a big issue. Dude, what the heck? Why don't I ever think to go that way?
A big issue of what? What's a big issue?
Like, she will wake up in the morning, like, after she's been sleeping all night, and she'll have a huge new scratch on her face.
Oh, yeah.
Because she'll just, like, claw her face at night
I've seen some occasional scratches.
Yeah, and it sucks because she's a cute baby. I don't want her face getting all scratched up, you know?
Mm.
But she, it's hard to put, like, gloves or mittens on them at night because, like... Part of the comfort, she'll like suck on her hands and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So she needs that feeling. Shark Tank idea. We create baby skin gloves that don't have nails. Think of gloves you put on a baby. The texture feels like skin, no nails.
Wait, the texture feels like skin?
Skin gloves.
Dude.
With nailless skin gloves. Just you can't scratch anything.
Mm-mm. This is weird.
You don't have to, okay. You don't have to like denail your baby. You just put our skin gloves on them.
You don't have to denail your baby?
Like people declaw their cats.
Are you denailing your baby?
No, because you have skin gloves.
So you have skin gloves currently?
It's.
I'm asking, are you denailing your baby currently?
It's currently in prototype.
What's the prototype looking like of friggin'.
Dude, just imagine.
I don't know. It's just, it's, I don't know. I don't know. I don't think I can get behind that idea. I don't think I'd invest.
Megan, what do you think? Evelyn would never have to scratch her face again. We just put her in a pair of skin gloves every night.
I mean, I understand that you're trying to make it, because did you explain the fact that they are skin gloves so that they can still like suck their thumb?
Yeah. We call them Glens.
Like soothe themselves? Because they make like mittens that you can put on.
Yeah, I was
going
to say, why don't you, why? What was the reason for you saying the,
Glens,
not use
G-L-I-N,
mittens?
Glens. Feels like the real thing.
Wait.
Because okay. They have mittens.
Tastes like the real thing.
There you go.
Yeah.
Feels like the real thing.
But the mittens, like, then she can't like suck her thumb or her hand in the middle of the night to like help put herself
I
back
said
to
this.
Sleep.
Right.
So.
Yeah, isn't feels like the right thing already taken?
Not the right thing, maybe the real thing.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Feels like nothing's there or something.
That's
like
what I meant.
That. Yeah.
Feels like that's it. That's what the phrase is. Feels like nothing's there.
Yeah. I mean, these could definitely our proprietary skin material could definitely be, we don't want to get in the wrong hands.
It's like they won't even know the difference.
We could ask Evelyn what she thinks.
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead, ask her.
What do you think?
Yeah, she doesn't talk yet, so this is going to be pretty dry for our just listeners.
Hold on.
Oh, yeah. She's actually singing.
She's like, yeah,
she
I
said
do.
She loves it.
Yeah.
So, you're not, Glenn's, you're out? This thing could blow up.
I think I'm out on Glenn's. I don't know. What do you think the
you're
market?
Out on Glenn's?
I think maybe there's something there.
What? You're just saying that.
No, I think with the mittens so that they could still chew on it.
Bro, is there a time limit here? Or?
What do you mean, Megan? How would you be in on that?
I'm saying like she could still suck her thumb and not scratch herself.
Yeah. I think there's a market. Glenn's.
I don't know. I don't think tastes, I can agree on that. I don't know.
Tastes like a...
Hey, I don't know when you're wanting to get into it, but you brought this thing like on set hand. Today. This yeah. thing to your left. Can we get into that? I'm dying to know what that is. Oh.
Well, I thought we were already going for a while, so I was actually going to save it to next week, but now I feel like I got to do it.
Yeah, go for it.
So, this is maybe not going to be that funny, but I thought we could do like a... Do a little segment when I was thinking we might not have had too much to talk about today. I grabbed this and I was like, we could bring something that's kind of unique that we have sometimes and just explain the story behind it.
Well, just show and tell.
Well, show and tell.
You're up, by the way. So go and then do your thing.
Okay. Well, are you going to keep the conversation going or do I have to do that too?
I don't know. What, like, give us a little introduction.
To what?
To your thing before you show it to me. Let's build the tension here.
You just told me to go.
Yeah, go and give an introduction.
Okay. Bro, you're trying to rush me and I'm about to lose it all.
Okay, just go and then as you're giving an introduction, go in.
So, what I brought today.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yes, so today I brought something, and it is right here.
Okay.
So, to the untrained eye, this is just an old box with some dragons on it, gently embroidered into the texture of this box, and it's a little worn. This is for our audio-only listeners. It's got a nice red hue to it, some fire-breathing dragons twisting around with some flowers. A little ASMR opening. That's pretty good. So the story behind this. On my... Don't pee.
I knew it was. I knew what it was, dude.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
Dude. So...
Not exactly what it is, but...
When I was eight, probably before... Well, before I was eight, my parents decided they were going to adopt a sister. And they got home the night before my ninth birthday. All I said I wanted for my ninth birthday was a new sister... Which was already going to happen, you know? So I was like, set myself up for success. And
oh, so you already knew she was coming when you said that?
Well, yeah. My parents had been in China for 2 weeks. So I'd been asking some questions.
Okay.
You know, why are you guys going to China and stuff? So I knew. But I said, I really want a sword from China. For some reason, I thought like swords were a Chinese thing. I did not think I had a shot at getting one in the States. But I also didn't know if they could get it back through customs. So... Show and tell, they got it back. And this, now...
It's pretty sick, actually.
Keep in mind...
Watch the... Oh, my gosh, you almost touched the...
Thumbnail. Okay. So, yeah, it has this sweet sort of sheath made of wood and metal. It's... I need to repair it, maybe. It's cracked a little bit now, and the handle needs to be tightened. Keep in mind, I got this when I was 9.
Is that, like, actually sharp or no?
I mean, it's never been sharpened since I got home, but yeah, okay. I mean, it would, like, if I wanted to, I could really, you know. But I used to, like, kind of play with it and swing it around as a kid, so it's, like, it's kind of been through it a little bit. Would you like to hold her?
Sure, if you don't mind.
Wait, how I'll should do it, we, how do should it like they do in this? The movies.
Oh, touching the blade. That's how they do it in the movies. Oh, it's got some weight to it.
Yeah, it's a real sword.
No, but what I was saying was I actually did, I don't know, for some reason, I was like, sword? I'm not joking. Like,
well, yeah, this is definitely like a sword box.
What else? I don't know. I didn't think it actually, like, I was thinking sword, but I didn't know for sure because it felt kind of short for a sword. Maybe I'm just not around enough swords.
Yeah, definitely different lengths. This one was more of my, like, I was able to swing it around as a 9-year-old length.
Yeah.
Feels good, though, in the hand. Yeah.
Wait, is it? It's your turn, I think, actually. But
yeah, give me that back. Don't touch the blade. I don't want the oil on it.
There's like a billion fingerprints on the blade.
Man. Shink. So yeah, that's mine. I thought sometimes we could just bring things out, get a little insight into our lives and things like that. So yeah, wow. I did get the sister too. So shout out Emma. So if you ever have anything you want to, you know, mean something to you, bring it on.
I don't have much, but
I'm always torn. I'm like, I don't think about it that much, but I'm like, you know, would I rather have just like kept that thing in mint condition and it have this pristine sword now? Or would I rather have the memories of like wielding that thing as a kid?
Memories for sure, I think.
Yeah, I think I'm with you.
But yeah, I don't know. I'd have to think about it. I don't know, Megan, what's like something when you think about something in our childhood? Because I feel like there was a lot of things when we were growing up, not necessarily things like...
I'm not going to be able to see you soon.
Not necessarily tangible things, but what's something that like stands out to you when we were growing up? I'm trying to think. I'm trying to see if you'll say the same thing.
Like a material
like
item?
An object?
I was saying, like, it doesn't have to be tangible, but let's make it tangible, I guess, if you're... Wait, let me think of a new one.
I'm confused.
No, it's not tangible. What did we do? What did we do growing up? Something that would be weird enough to, like, say on a podcast. That was, like, a lot. We did... I mean, I wasn't always leading it. Actually, I don't think I ever led it.
Wait, I'm confused now. I was going to say play on the mattress.
No, I know what you're talking about.
What are you saying?
Wait, hold on. Let's see if she gets it.
You're not talking about doing like gymnastics on the mattress? On the old mattress?
Maybe a little closer, actually. That answer.
The Gardenis?
What did you say?
The Gardenis?
We're there. Yeah, what was the club?
No, so.
Oh, the Kiki.
There we go. Okay, so this is like. Maybe I shouldn't be introducing this because I was actually never a part of this club. but actually, yeah, Megan, how about Megan? Or we need you to do a little kind of maybe background. What are the Kikis?
Okay, so there are four siblings total. It's me, Justice, and then we have two other sisters. And me and my two other sisters formed a club called the Kikis. Don't ask me why it was called that, but that's what we called it. And we made little videos on photo booth on the computer and sang songs and had secret meetings. And Justice was not allowed in it. And my mom, we got in a lot of trouble because Justice got very upset because he was left out. And so then we let him into the Kikis. We made him sign a contract. And then we basically disbanded and never met again after
so
that.
This club, so, I mean... For context, I'm the only boy, and in this sibling, as Megan said, we have four siblings. I was the only boy. There was three sisters. So obviously, there's going to be some times where, like, they're doing things that I'm not always into because I'm a guy.
Like what?
But just girl things. But this specific time, I don't remember. How old was I, Ming?
Well, Lacey was only, like... 5 or 6, right. So you were probably 8 or 9.
Okay, so I'm 8 or 9. I come downstairs. It's a formal thing, you know. They bring up this contract, and I'm like, "Oh shoot! Like I've got to sign my life away." But I eventually signed the contract, and I'm like hype, right? Like I'm in the Kikis now. This group has been exclusive to only girls.
I'm a Kiki boy,
and then I'm like, wait, I used to always see these private meetings, and there's never, I've never been to a private meeting. Anyway,
they probably got busy.
Ended up, I just hear, I don't even remember how exactly I heard, but I just eventually end up hearing, oh yeah, that we don't do that anymore.
Yeah, we just stopped.
And I was like,
it wasn't cool anymore.
Yeah, I don't know. I just thought it was an interesting thing because when you started talking about bringing stuff from our past, I was like, I have a lot of intangible things I would bring up. But
you have a lot of baggage.
Intangible, intangible?
Intangible, sorry. That would probably be proper. More proper thing to say.
The Gardini's justice was in. Right now.
What'd you say?
I said justice was in the Gardini's, though.
Yes, I was.
That
yes,
was our gymnastics trip.
We did many performances, whether it was gymnastics, different reenactments. What else? You guys sang, you guys danced.
Just, yeah, flips on the mattress.
Yeah.
So, okay. Well, I had a sword. Justice had a Kiki's made up group that really meant a lot to him that he was never really a part of.
Yeah. I actually would really like if we had a private meeting someday.
Maybe we could remantle the group.
I'll have to find the contract.
Yeah, where is that contract?
All right.
I actually have it framed.
Do either of you guys have anything else, or do we want to get into Get to Know the Bros?
We can get into Get to Know the Bros.
Is it my turn?
You better, you know it's your turn, right? like, because I don't have a
question. Okay, so, Megan, tell me if this is inappropriate, but I know that you've been, like, you were pretty obsessed with One Direction years ago. So, Justice, my question for you today is, growing up when you were young, who was your, like, childhood crush? Like, famous person?
Oh, gosh, I don't know.
Okay.
Wait. No. All right. Is that the question? Like for the Get to Know the Bros? That's your question? Or is this leading up?
Okay. Yeah. I said, let's do Get to Know the Bros. And then I asked you that.
Okay. I got to be a smart aleck about it. I thought you were leading up. Anyway.
Sorry. No, that's the question.
I don't know. I have to think about it. I wasn't always. Maybe you go and then if you have something.
Yeah. I mean, you want me to go first?
Yeah. You got to keep playing though.
I'm not going to be able to talk. This is like we're too far
Why
in,
can't you
dude.
Talk? Why you can't? You can't multitask.
I know. I'm too stressed.
You should have. This name was prepared. You can just say the name.
Mine, I think, is pretty common for guys my age. And it is obviously, it was Jessica Alba. And it was because growing up, I really liked the Fantastic Four movie.
I'm not even going to lie. I don't know who that is.
What? I'm getting multiple nods that people don't know who Jessica Alba is.
Have you seen the old Fantastic Four movies, like with Chris Evans?
She actually retired from acting, so this is probably actually kind of makes sense that you don't. But man, was she something back in the day. She was in the original Fantastic Four movie when Chris Evans was the Human Torch. You know
that? No, I'm aware Chris Evans was the Human Torch, but I don't think I've ever watched his movies. Like,
okay, well, she was like the, what is she called? She's like Mrs. Storm or something, right?
Susan Storm.
And the only thing I didn't like about that movie was that she was like invisible for part of the movie. Because I didn't like, me and my college roommate used to talk about, there was like a scene that they tried to make it like sexy where she like had to change and took her clothes off, but she was invisible, so you didn't see anything. And somehow as a kid, we were still like, all right. But she That's was funny. Literally an invisible woman.
Wait, the whole thing, she's Storm, but she's invisible?
No, she's not Storm. She's,
I feel like,
Storm's a different character.
Is she in anything else?
Her name is Susan Storm. She's the invisible woman.
Isn't Storm a character in Deadpool 2 or no?
There's an X-Men character.
Named Storm, that might be.
She's so mad.
I know, why are you angry?
I'm not angry, I'm just.
Wait, why is her name Storm if she.
That's just her last name.
She's her actual last name?
Yes.
She's the sister of the Human Torch. Isn't she brother and sister with Human Torch?
Yeah, it's Johnny and Susan.
I thought that was her last name in like the movie because like Storm is like.
No, that's just. No, like, yeah, that's the character's last name, but that's just her name. Yeah. But that's just their name.
What's her actual name?
Jessica Alba.
Okay, yeah. That's true. You did just say it.
Yeah. Holy cow.
Yeah. Has she been in anything else? I feel like it was kind of.
She has, but it's been a long time. But. Yeah.
Yeah, I think I actually do have one.
I don't know why. Like if I think of childhood crush, she's who comes to mind, but I can't tell you any other movie she's been in, I don't think, besides Fantastic Four. That's all I cared about. She captivated me with that role.
Hmm. The Invisible Woman was the captivating one.
Yeah.
Maybe there's something to
What's
that.
What's that say about me? That I'm like, the most attractive woman is the one who's not there.
Invisible.
Something's there. I don't know. Something. She was there for part of it. I like when they're there for me sometimes. I like them to keep me guessing.
You're like, I like when she can just vanish sometimes.
I'm like, babe, are you there? Or did you just turn invisible?
Oh, you were more thinking. I was thinking.
Nah, I was with you.
I was thinking on the side of like, I don't want her there. Hey, press the button right now. Like, get turn invisible.
Oh no, I was thinking more on the side of abandonment.
I know. we were on opposite sides there.
Yeah. Wow.
Oh yeah.
Something else. I mean, back then.
Oh. Yeah. You had to. Good thing you had to clarify that.
Now I would choose Megan. If I had to choose a famous crush.
Yeah. Who's your famous crush currently?
Yeah.
Megan, because she's a retired actor.
We did crest over 200 subscribers.
One, maybe two movies.
Yeah, she's seen Zac Efron and he's seen her. Do I love that? No. But
we had to look into each other's eyes. It's fine.
Yeah, she made a pretty big deal about it, so I don't feel too bad talking about old Susan Storm.
No, I think... Wait, what?
She's in that movie and she's like, Zac Efron, the one from High School Musical. He looked right at me, I swear.
Hmm.
Not I swear, it's in the movie.
This is the second time we've actually talked about Zac Efron on the podcast.
Me?
I just said we've.
Oh, we talked about his misfortune in terms of the jaw.
Yeah, we did. Okay. All right. No, I actually do have one. And this was, so growing up, we watched all those like Nickelodeon shows. And so.
We didn't think this through.
No, we did not. But I mean, I don't know. I don't really have, which maybe this says something about me.
You are gay.
You are gay.
No, I am not saying that I'm gay on this podcast.
You said maybe it says something about me.
Yeah, it was a joke. Anyway.
Why are you gay?
Why are you gay?
But no, I think Victoria Justice from... Victorious. What were you about to say, dude?
I don't know. I guess in my mind, she's probably my age. But
yeah, but I just felt like, is that too young?
Hey, whatever gets you,
Wait, what?
Whatever you
She's 31.
31?
Yeah, there you go. What do you mean? She's way older than
you. She's an old woman. Jessica Alba's probably 50 now.
She's 3 years older than us.
Who?
That's not that much older than us.
I said Jessica Alba.
Oh, Jessica Alba is older. I was saying Victoria Justice. He said she's way older, and I was saying, no, she's 3 years older.
Cool. Megan, like
3 years older than...
Jessica Alba is 42.
Wait, how old are you?
27.
Yeah, that's what I thought. You said 3.
Well, she just rounds me up to 28.
She was born in 1993. She just turned 31.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was like, wait a second.
Megan, any honorable mentions? You got to get off your chest, but it's got to be a woman.
It has to be a woman?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Victoria Justice, I agree with.
Well, I have to see a picture of her. I don't even know what she looks like.
Wait, hold on. No, don't actually say it. Just if you had a crush growing up, like a celebrity crush. Actually, no, not a celebrity crush.
Well, One Direction. Actually,
that's true.
What'd she say?
One Direction.
Those are men.
He just told me to say a guy.
I can't hardly see
her. That's a bad picture of her, too.
Let's see.
Just like... Do the one where she's like, that's exactly what picture she's got out there.
You are gay.
Why? I just made myself laugh
Why
too much.
Why are you gay?
All right. Anything else?
Wait. Megan, are you looking somebody up or what is happening?
He's stalling.
I was trying to zoom in on a picture of Victoria Justice.
Dude, look at the picture she's showing you.
Wow.
I don't know. That probably that and Zac Efron from High School Musical.
All right. None of those are women.
No, no, no. You have to say.
Neither of those are women.
We said we were moving off of women to actual men because she wouldn't be attracted to a woman. Why are your lips twitching like that?
Are they? What are you doing? I'm like doing the thing when you talk where I'm like.
Dude, that's what it looked like.
I don't know.
That's what it looked like. You're like this. Just now, you're like this.
How long have we been going here?
Like an hour and 10 minutes.
Wait. Megan, out of the One Direction guys, though.
Oh, my gosh. It's Liam Payne. We know.
Ooh, that is... I forgot about that. I knew that. I knew that in the back of my brain kind of thing.
Guy's trash.
I picked Liam. Because Jesse picked Harry. We had to pick different ones.
Dude, I think if you go in Yeah, I think if you go up in the office right now, there's a freaking notebook with Liam's face on it.
Oh, no, there is. I know that notebook.
What's in there that's that important that we still have that?
Well, there's just a bunch of unused paper. I'm not going to throw away paper.
Imagine if I'd been married for 5 years and I had, like, a poster of Jessica Alba in my office still.
I don't want to throw away paper that hasn't been used.
It's okay, probably, right?
It's perfectly good paper.
Perfectly good notebook paper.
I think you can probably... I recycle that, but whatever you want to do.
No, you can't recycle that. But yeah, that's another thing from our childhood, honestly. Freaking just, I was just
talking for so long. We're supposed to be done with
just destroyed, KTV. Just destroyed in the culture of just Megan and Jesse's obsessions. Of different things.
All right, yeah. We want to wrap it up?
No, you had a Lego house you wanted to...
Can't burn all my saggies. We got to do another episode sometime.
We're only at an hour 10.
No shot that piece came out. I've tried that piece 100 times this episode.
Hey, let's bring out the Lego set.
Nope. I'm going to have to take Evelyn to bed.
Oh, yeah. Shoot. We're running long.
Looks like whoever's turn it is the loser.
You. Stop it.
It's a bit misfortune.
Oh, did you see, speaking of that, Aaron Taylor Johnson's going to be the new James Bond?
That's my crush.
Ooh, that's my crush too, dude. That guy is actually attractive. Wait, actually, Megan, before you go, I heard you had an accent.
An accent?
That you wanted, or not necessarily an accent, but a voice that you said you did pretty well.
Did Blake say I did it pretty well? Wow.
No, I thought you said that.
My Stitch impression?
Let's hear it, because I haven't heard it. He said, our trademarked, save it for the pod.
Today I was texting someone and I said, what do they say in that movie? It's like, oh, Ohana or something. She was like, Ohana means family. And family means, go ahead. Ta-da.
Ohana means family.
That's pretty freaking good, dude.
Family means family. Nobody just left behind.
Wow, my wife.
I'm sorry. I didn't know you weren't finished.
My wife.
I apologize for...
Wow. Nothing sexier than when she pulls out Stitch on me.
So, like, yeah, when you guys...
Stitch in the Ice Age quotes.
Yeah.
When you guys are just, like, here alone...
Sometimes I'm like, say the Ice quote, but in your Stitch voice.
And then she's just like, okay, she's like, but only...
Gosh, say I...
She's like, oh, babe.
She's like, okay, but only if you say it back in your Grinch voice.
In your Mickey Mouse voice.
Yeah. Whoa, I haven't heard this.
Yeah, whoa, we're getting off the rails.
Wait, I haven't heard this. Minnie Mouse, not Mickey?
I don't have a good...
No, it's
I can't
like
do it on command, though. It just has to happen.
Or your Elmo voice.
I can't do it on command. What would Elmo say?
Elmo loves you. Elmo loves you.
Is that better?
Ew, dude. It's kind of creepy.
No. It all started when I made a Snapchat video and I sent it to Ethan and Jesse when we were in Disney, and I acted like we ran into Mickey in like the gym of the hotel, and I was like, "All right, Mickey, we gotta go. See ya." And then I turned the camera and I was like, "See ya."
Oh yeah, we've said that, but I wasn't there for that. But I feel like our family has like adapted that saying.
Yeah.
See ya.
See ya.
Mouskadoodles.
See ya. All right, should we say see ya to this podcast?
No, you are. Well, anyway, I.
All right, episode 13. Like and subscribe.